Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. I thought that the news was a little bit slim this morning when I was taking a look at it, but Jimmy said, you know, there's always something to talk about. And he comes up with some amazing finds, F-I-N-D-S. Jimmy, let's talk about what's going on at ballot harvesting in Georgia. That's pretty interesting.
So apparently, according to Gateway Pundit, a conservative news organization that, of course, is being trying to be silenced by many of the left-wing tech companies. But Gateway Pundit is reporting that some of the investigations, both True the Vote and state investigators, have copies of videos of people actually doing ballot harvesting. And in fact, according to the information that's out there, the authorities in Georgia have a witness that is now reporting that they were paid $43,000 to conduct ballot harvesting. And, you know, that's completely illegal in the state of Georgia. And of course, there's, you know, apparently a lot of evidence that will be released at some point, but it's very difficult because there are so many people that are personally invested. Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, said that the elections were, you know, fine and overseen because he's responsible for it. But it turns out that he had to start an investigation. Governor Kemp had to start an investigation. They had to go through and look at it. And it looks like there's going to be more information that shows the reality of the 2020 vote as being fraudulent. And and we're going to see how this turns out. But we know the audits in Arizona showed significant problems. We know there's a number of issues in Wisconsin with voter ID. We know in Pennsylvania there was massive accusations and a lot of witnesses that reported information that was completely ignored by authorities. Again, they have a vested interest in not being associated with it if they were responsible for it. But these were primarily in Democrat-run counties and districts. That, you know, was funded with Facebook money to basically take over the voting apparatus and processes with private entities. So it looks to me like there's going to be more and more bad information. I mean, when I say bad information for the Democrats, bad information for those opponents in the press that say there was no evidence. Yeah. There's more and more evidence that continues to build that 2020 was absolutely fraudulent.
Well, but my only concern, I'm not debating anything you're saying whatsoever. I think the election in 2020 was an absolute joke. But what I find to be a little bit on the discouraging side is nothing seems to be happening as a result of it, Jimmy.
No, I agree. It's incredibly discouraging. But why is that? I would say that it's that way because, in fact, the Democrats control the House. They've got this 50-50 split in the Senate with the single vote being cast by the president of the Senate, which is Vice President Kamala Harris,
right,
and Joe Biden in the White House.
Right.
So there's no incentive to investigate. In fact, if they investigate, it risks their control. And of course, as they're pushing, the Democrats are continuing to push efforts to put through these voter laws that allow no IDs that allowed anybody to vote, that basically unregulated and federalizing the overall voting system to their advantage in order to take power, which is why they're pushing once again, Chuck Schumer's pushing once again in February for a vote to take away the filibuster, which will allow them to get through these Biden programs.
Yeah.
The Democrat programs, which are basically how do we corruptly take over the country? So, you know, I think you're right. I'm disappointed that there's very little action on it. But what I'm hoping to see is a big swing if people can hold these local authorities accountable, much more involvement, not allowing the COVID mail-in ballots some of those crazy things that happened in 2020, if they're going to be stopped, in 2022, we should see a significant change in the House, hopefully in the Senate, which would really put the Democrats in a very difficult situation. I would not be able to put any of his policies through. He's having a tough time now, even within his own party.
Well, I know the one guy who's having a tough time right now, even in his own party, is Joe Biden. Let's talk about Joe a little bit, in the sense that he really seems to be losing it. He's seemingly been losing it for quite some time now. Let's talk about what's going on right now.
Yeah, so yesterday he came out and did an address to the nation on the COVID-19 pandemic response. And part of that, he made two very bold claims that are scientifically proven to be false. The first one is that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He even contradicts himself in that same discussion, where that you can still get COVID from Omicron even if you're vaccinated and boosted. And that's a false statement. He said that you can't get it. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The fact is, vaccinated people are getting COVID. Even boosted people are getting COVID. His argument is, well, that'll keep you safe and healthy if you do get the vaccination, and it'll be minimal. But the reality is, there is evidence that shows, in fact, that taking the vaccinations gives you a higher probability, a very close but higher probability, of getting the Omicron variant. And that's coming up in studies in Europe and in the United States, as well as other areas. So that's a lie. The second lie that he made in that statement was that children are at risk. That is not true. Children are very, very low risk of any problem, let alone death. There's been, I think, out of the 840,000, 850,000 Americans that have died from somehow related, not even factually confirmed, but somehow related or had tested positive in some way with COVID, which of course we know the testing is questionable in itself, but 280 kids out of 841, all of which had either some other problem, some other significant comorbidity, overweight, diabetes, or some other issue. So kids are not at risk. He made that statement, and there are people all over the world that are pushing children to get vaccinated. And you've got to wonder, without the risk, and the science proves it, they are not at risk, what the heck is going on with this guy?
Right.
When you watch the video of his speech, he can barely even repeat the words on his teleprompter. And of course, this is on a stage set in the executive office building that looks like the Oval Office, with fake pictures out the back and in a position so he can read a massive teleprompter that they could not put into the Oval Office in the White House. So, I mean, the entire presidency of Joe Biden appears to be, in my view, a dysfunctional fraud, and his ability to communicate is diminishing almost on a daily basis.
Well, the only place where I have a real problem with the guy, I got a problem with the guy only in two areas, and I think any reasonable human being would have a right to say this. Number one, the vote harvesting situation that went on in 2020 is one place where I have a definite problem, no question about that. And the second place where I have a bit of a problem with him is not so much the pandemic thing. I've had three jabs, so I've had both immunizations, and I've had the booster. The reason I did that was to make my kids happy. I mean, at my age, if I get it, I get it. But those are the only places where I have a problem. But those are two, I would have to say, very major, major areas. Would you say that people are just laughing at the guy, and that's kind of keeping the nation together? Or what's your opinion? Is the nation even together right now, Jim?
No, I the nation is not together, because, in fact, they continue to spread misinformation. They cover up their mistakes. Afghanistan is lost in the news. You know, the Americans are still stuck in Taliban rule, still lost in the news. The border issues are still lost in the news. The inflation, the economic problems that have been created from some of the policies that they have, the intense regulation, the energy prices, the fuel prices that are up 50-70% in some cases,
yeah,
are all based on regulatory action from this administration. And they're taking no responsibility. They're diverting responsibility from it. And they're lying to the American people. What that's doing is the supporters are on one side, fewer and fewer. Let's admit it. There are fewer and fewer supporters, but it's divided the country incredibly divisive type of language with the racial issues, with the wokeness, with the gender discussions, and failing to recognize what's happening. I think we'll see more people moving away from this administration and being embarrassed by it. But let's face it, there's a percentage of people that no matter what, they want control and they're willing to do whatever it takes. They're the ones that got Joe Biden elected in the way they did. And we still see them. You see people that absolutely cannot accept reality or facts on social media. And you have tech companies and media companies that perpetuate myths and lies that the administration puts out in order to support the administration because they're bigger objectives that have nothing to do with benefiting the American public. They're about money, they're about power, they're about politics.
I'm going to spend a little time today because I can't even leave the house, not because I'm sick, because I'm really kind of just have a cold and I'm stuffed up, but because we got more snow and more cold weather here. I'm going to spend a little more time today. I'm going to talk tomorrow specifically about what can we do to bring the country together, because that's our biggest problem right now. I'll have some opinions for you tomorrow. Jimmy, thank you so much, man.
Always a pleasure, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.